Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
Welcome to Let's Eat In. I'm your host, Kathy Irway, and we're here today at Heritage Radio Network, which is at Roberta's Pizza. Today's show is brought to you by Whole Foods Market, and today's show is joined by a couple of guys who run The Food Experiments. Check it out, thefoodexperiments.com. So yesterday, I don't know if a bunch of you guys went to this. Apparently, a lot of people did, but they had a taco cook-off.
Sorry. The Brooklyn Taco Experiment.
The Brooklyn Taco Experiment. And that was hosted by Nick Suarez, who just spoke.
Hey, hello.
Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you, Kathy.
And Theo Peck.
Hello, all.
Can we call you Teddy, or is that...
I tried to go... I once tried to eliminate Teddy from my life. It was a hard thing.
What about Theodore?
It still comes up every now and then.
You know, when I was 27, I was like, I'm going to be a Theodore. That's it. My life has changed. I'm an adult now.
What happened?
You know, I'm a really friendly, nice guy. I'm a teddy. That's just it.
Teddy bear?
It suits you.
Hairy like one, but just, I still got the claws. Right.
Yeah, I know about that. I tried to grow up once and go by Catherine, and it just didn't happen. Nobody's ever really called me that. I mean, it just...
Do you have an embarrassing nickname that you actually, besides Kathy?
Yeah.
Would you like to share it?
Well, when I was little, I couldn't pronounce my name, obviously, when THs are just, I don't know, tough. Mm-hmm. And so my parents sometimes still call me Goggy.
Goggy. Yeah. Well, that's okay. I call him Nicky Taco.
Oh,
it's okay.
Thanks.
As of yesterday.
Yeah, we still have taco hangovers, so we're.
Did anybody throw up?
Nick tried.
I had to go to the staff bathroom many times during the day.
He actually just asked, "Where's the vomitorium?" Well, you know, it happens after the 24th bite. You're just like, or 24th taco.
You hit a wall.
You hit a wall because. You know, we didn't get bites because we were judging. Mm-hmm. We get like a whole taco. You know, people are really like, here, just, you need to, one bite doesn't say it all.
When I heard about this taco, I thought that was an unlikely food to choose for the food experiments because they're big. And so how did people break them up into bite-sized pieces?
Well, like you would think, they cut them up in like halves or quarters. Mm-hmm. For like the contestants, some people even like used a little cookie cutter and made rounds with it. You know, so everything was truly bite-sized. It was just solely...
And we gave the tortillas to the competitors if they wanted a couple of days in advance. So if they wanted to do whatever they wanted to them, deep fry them, change them in any way they could.
Oh, that's great.
And we had 11,000 tortillas donated by Tortilleria Chinantla in Williamsburg.
Oh, yeah,
and it was amazing.
Factory.
We basically were two guys walking off the street into a factory. And we were like, yeah, we need around 11,000 tortillas. And they were like, okay, no problem.
Nice of them. Mm-hmm, that's great.
It was pretty amazing.
Cool. Mm. So no homemade masa corn tortillas this
actually,
time. Some people opted for that?
Yeah, there was one person who was amazing. He's actually from Mexico. He's been making them since he was a kid. Unfortunately, I mean, I thought his filling was good, but his tortillas were better. I mean, his tortillas were the best tortillas there. I mean, they just had a very nice... roasty flavor to them. They were caramelized. They were really
they were delicious.
They were great.
That's awesome. Did you get special mention for homemade tortillas or it didn't?
You know, it's so hard to remember everybody during the awards.
Uh-huh. Everyone's a winner, though.
Everyone gets a t-shirt and a poster and two t-shirts, actually.
We did have a great grand prize.
And a great time.
Mm-hmm. Well, we gave people a trip to
to Mexico.
A round trip, two round trip tickets to Mexico and accommodations in Puerto Vallarta.
That's amazing. It,
Theo and I were actually really jealous that we had to give away a trip to Mexico. I mean, we want to go. Go to Mexico, but the first place audience, they really deserved it. They made taco costumes.
And do you think they deserve? Like, do you think that their taco?
It was the perfect.
It was
bite.
The best.
It was a great bite.
Oh, congratulations to Jonathan Schnapp for going.
Go Schnapp.
Go Schnappster.
Jonathan Schnapp was serious business.
Yeah.
With He's Eugene the Poo Gene.
Oh, Eugene Kim?
Well, we just call him Poo Gene.
Okay. Well, that's amazing. Wow, all the drama. So that's the first one I actually did not make it to. So I feel like I really missed out.
It got really rowdy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You were missed. You were missed. It was our biggest one yet. It's amazing how they've just grown.
It is amazing. And what is the next experiment?
I'm announcing here first. Well, our future is looking really bright. We've been wanting to do this egg experiment for a while.
Yeah.
For two reasons. One, we have this amazing egg sponsor who wants to give us, 9,000 organic local eggs.
Eggland's Best.
Eggland's Best. Yeah,
and which are, it's great. And then second, we like the challenge, taco's wonderful, but we like going back maybe to the challenge of doing something that's a little bit more, it's a challenge. It's not like...
It's very versatile, too.
It's very versatile and allows people, they can make cake, as Nick
noodles.
Likes to say, noodles, they can make frittatas, quiches.
We may have one rule, maybe no deviled eggs, because I don't want audience members to eat 30 variations of deviled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I love deviled eggs, though.
We all do, but I think...
Have you ever been... with a stomach full of deviled eggs? Do you know what happens with 30 deviled eggs? Am I the only one who knows? It's not pretty.
No.
I mean, I didn't go to church socials, but I've heard that a lot of deviled eggs. But we're really proud to announce we just came back from Governor's Island.
This morning.
And Governor's Island has asked us to put together a big event this summer. And as a matter of fact, we signed on to do at least two events, potentially three events, from July through September, and we're really looking forward to it. We went out there for a tour this morning, and it's not just about the experiment. I mean, the view was amazing. It's going to be
love
in the
Governor's Island.
Yeah. It was my first time on the island, and I was blown away. I mean, there was no one on the island. They're closed for the season. But it was gorgeous.
I'm very intrigued by all the new things that are happening on Governor's Island, because you went there last summer or the summer before last, and it was pretty few and far between events-wise, and now it's just things are happening. And I don't know.
It's kind of funny. I'm a little bit of Nick Senior here, but I grew up in New York City, and I remember when it was actually U.S. Coast Guard base, and my cousin was an officer. From the Air Force, and we went to the Officers Club on Governor's Island back in the, I believe it's the late 70s, early 80s. And it was one of the
coolest. How old were you back then?
I was a very advanced 9-year-old.
Okay.
And, I read the wine list. What do you want from me? And anyway, we went, and it was this amazing experience. You go and, everybody's officers, it's very elite, exclusive. Only men were allowed in the bar. This is, by the way, this is 1980. This is nothing that, I didn't approve of this. I was only 9, okay?
I'm offended.
Exactly, and potentially should be. And they just decided to just give up on the island and give it to New York City. But it was this amazing experience, and it was funny to see it now as it is.
It is amazing to see the past and the present there with all the old houses, for the Army
For the U.S. Coast Guard. And as a matter of fact, a lot of the buildings there are still original buildings, or a lot of landmark buildings.
And they're really beautiful, too.
But apparently the inside is full of they're mold.
Empty.
They're empty. They're like really rough inside. What they're doing is they're working on a project to clean and gut and redo all the insides. And they said that there's a working movie theater there that has a little bit of mold in it, that if someone's in there for more than 45 minutes, they get kind of like high.
Lightheaded.
So they apparently showed a movie last year, and everybody like, dude, that was like the greatest movie. Like, you know, 9 year olds like, came out being like, old. Dude, did you just see that Up?
I is mean, it was like so up. Your event?
Yeah.
You should have the no, movie no. theater.
Mold experiment?
How about a popcorn experiment.
I love the popcorn. Oh my God.
Oh
well,
my gosh.
We're thinking about, I mean, they contacted us because they want, you know, large scale food events. So we're, you know, we're talking right now to see what we can put together.
Cool. In the outdoor space, in right? The
they have many outdoor spaces. Yeah. The southern tip of the island is called Picnic Point, and it's 8 acres of just land with a beautiful, beautiful view of the Statue of Liberty.
That's great. And I do go to the Jazz Age lawn parties every summer. Those are really fun. And there's pie contests, too.
There's a what? There's a
pie contest.
Oh, my God. Is everybody just contesting it out, man? Just, there's so many food contests.
Yeah, seriously.
Can we just all get along?
Cook-offs have taken hold of New York.
So when can we expect the egg experiment? The egg experiment. You got to do
we
it.
We love the puns.
Come
worry,
on.
We love
come
puns.
On, that's going to happen. Come on.
No, I mean, Nick's been excellent with them all week. we're looking to do them on, but we'll, you know, right of spring. You know, so last week in March, first weekend in April, you know, with
probably
not too
coming. Yeah. We hope to, you know, maybe with the resurrection of Christ around Easter, something like that. Around then. Well,
Easter eggs.
Easter eggs. I mean, come on.
You should hide them all over the bell house and people will have to find the entries. I hated Easter egg hunts because there's always a few eggs that you've never found, got left behind, got totally rotten and fetid and stank up the corner of something.
Wow.
And, yeah. No, that didn't happen?
Well, I mean, A, I've never had Easter eggs. I now, with my fiance, we've, for the last 2 years, we've decorated eggs. It's kind of my first experience, so I'm like this 30-plus guy, like, oh, my God, die. I can't
Does
wait.
Does your fiance eat eggs? I know that she's a...
Your
blog is called Carnivore Hearts...
Herbivore.
So she's not a vegan.
She's not a vegan. She's a pescatarian. And as a
ovo lacto.
Oh no, she eats eggs. I would be very. I think it'd be hard pressed if she didn't eat eggs. I mean, the fact that she doesn't eat olives is somewhat of a just. It's a wall between us.
I think you should tell everyone where you proposed to her.
It's not food related. I proposed to her in the Brooklyn Public Library. Actually,
and she's a librarian.
She's a librarian.
Main branch.
In Brooklyn, yes. In Brooklyn. In the stacks, in the poetry stacks, I figured.
Aww.
See, there you go.
Come
on. You're making me seem
this
like...
This show's about
that's
love
gorgeous.
As well.
It is about... Yeah, I mean, she's a librarian. Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, she was... but you'll, I guess for food-wise, you'll appreciate that the first gift I ever gave her was a jar of smoked salt, sea salt.
Did you smoke it yourself, too?
I don't smoke salt. That's not good for you. Actually, as a matter of fact, I was working at a gourmet... importing company that imported this great Welsh salt. I'm not going to give them. I mean, but anyway, once I whipped out the salt, she was like, oh, am I going to have to dig through that salt for my ring? Because please. So, I mean, I couldn't get through the, proposal.
Was she impressed by this smoked salt or?
When I first gave it to her?
Yeah.
Well, you see, the thing is that, and I'm not joking. When we first met, we met at this party that I wasn't even supposed to go to. And, I was telling someone how I make my own bacon, and they're like, oh, you should talk to this woman, you know. She's going to culinary school. And I was like, oh, you know, this is awesome. And I was like, so I thought, you know, she was going to culinary school. So when I met on our first date, I was like, oh, well, she'll love smoked salt. You know, I was like being all like gay
amazing.
About it, too. And I like whip it out.
Misinformed.
Like, oh, yeah. And she just like took it like, what? Awesome. Wow. I don't even know what to do with this.
Thanks, excellent. Teddy.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. I guess you'll have to come over and cook with it.
Wow. That's like overachieving foodie.
Well, I mean, you know, Nick actually met his lady friend at a cook-off.
Boy.
You did not.
I did.
Did she compete in it?
No, she was in the audience. And
okay.
So it was at the grill-off. At the Water Taxi Beach in Long Island City.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in the audience and we were talking. She tried my dish. She loved our dish.
So even though...
How did you have time to talk to anybody at that? Because I was like running around like a maniac.
It was raining.
Yeah.
It was
that was a very bad cook-off.
That was a very bad cook-off.
I don't even like talking about it.
day. I mean, but we raised some money for Slow Food, so whatever.
You know, I mean, that's cool. That's cool. I mean, I guess it's about someone else besides us. I mean.
So Nick, you brought the song today, right? Is this any song in particular? Why'd you choose it?
Oh, this is just, I bought the new Vampire Weekend album. And you've
been rocking to it?
Yeah, I think it's great.
At home to it?
Yeah. Blast it and stand in front of the stove all day. It's all perfect.
Right. Let's blast it for a little while and be right back.
December drinking hot chata. I'd look psychotic in a balaclava. Winter's cold is too much to handle. Pinch of crabs, a pinch at your sandals. Horchata, look down your glasses at that aranciada. With lips and teeth to ask how my day went, boots and fists to pound on the pavement. Here comes a feeling you thought you'd forgotten, just to sit in sidewalks.
Hey, we're back on air with Let's Eat In, and I'm your host, Kathy Irway, and today we have Theo Peck and Nick Suarez from The Food Experiments joining us today. Show's brought to you by Whole Foods, by the way. So, Nick, we were just talking about, thanks for playing the song.
Yeah, no problem.
So, do you cook at home a lot for your date who you met at a cook-off? I mean...
Well, I have a very busy schedule. I started culinary school 3 weeks ago at FCI. So, I have Tuesdays, Thursdays, and the weekend. Right. But when I do have nights, and she works in the restaurant industry, so she's working nights. She's manager at...
Beer table?
No, she's at Diner and Marlowe now.
Oh.
She's one of the new managers.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we really, you know, it's hard to get our schedules where we both have the night off.
Mm-hmm.
But when we do, we usually like to cook.
You know... That's great, because I hear that having a career as a chef or something,
it's very
line
difficult.
Cook, it's like the death of cooking at home for a lot of people, because they just want to relax and not cook anymore.
Right.
So it's an occupational hazard.
But I love to cook all the time,
right.
Even if it's like 11:30 when I get home at 11:30 at night, I still like to cook.
That's what you say now. I mean, he keeps telling me
I'll
this.
Never get sick of cooking.
Late
no,
night eats.
Never.
What do you like to make at 11:30? Because that's also my snack binging time.
He likes to make something with duck fat and duck eggs and like
Well,
some
we made
fried
duck
skin.
Confit in class last week, so I had 50 tortillas and duck confit. So I was like, I know exactly what I'm going to make. I'm going to make, if I was competing in my own event, I'm going to make the perfect taco. So
you
I made
duck confit at home. And duck fat.
It was the only thing in my fridge. So I just seared it up. I seared up the duck skin.
Doing
put it
food
on top.
Experiments gives you strange leftovers, doesn't it?
It does, but you can make something beautiful out of it.
Mm-hmm.
This man has no...
And you gain a lot of weight, too.
Yeah. All you do is eat the richest food all the time.
That's what I like.
You do it.
I like...
You like it.
Yeah. I bike a lot, or I try to bike.
In the winter?
I used to, but now I don't have any free time, so I
can't. I was about to say, when are you buying it?
But my favorite thing to do in the summer on a Saturday or Sunday is wake up really early and bike around the loop in Prospect Park.
I used to do that every day in the
summer,
too.
We used to do it all the time,
yeah.
Right? Now there's no time to do that anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
And life's so busy.
I know.
So
well,
young.
You could ride to the food experiments or to class.
I go straight
Kill
for my job,
birds
so
from, yeah.
it's a busy day. It's a long, long day.
Yeah. So does your girlfriend have any dietary things, or she
no,
must be a foodie?
She eats everything, so
that's
we
cool.
we eat a lot of rich
duck
foods.
Fat.
A lot of duck fat, a lot of pork belly.
I just want to say, just because my fiance is a pescatarian does not mean she's not a foodie.
She does
People,
eat on competition days.
On
she
competition
eats the pork
she's,
belly.
She does
Theo
eat meat on competition.
Defending his fiance's honor in the
I have to. I mean, I can't believe
cred.
You just like let... I'm not going to let that fly. oh, well, she eats pork, must be a foodie. Oh my God, if I let that one fly, that. I have to go home. You know, after this,
I said she must be a foodie because she works at Diner in Marlow.
No, it's because she eats meat. I know what you're saying, Kathy. I totally do. Don't even give me that.
All right,
you want to just lay that over my head. Mm-mm.
Ingrid, if you're mad, you can come to me.
She hits with books.
So, okay, so what is your perfect date meal, Theo?
Mine? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I was thinking about this just 1 second ago when you were asking Nick, and I was thinking, well, I want something light, because I mean,
something heavy.
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever been like you're trying to talk with somebody like, oh, wow, that duck egg on top of that confit was awesome with the béarnaise sauce drink. Oh, my God, that was great. And I don't even care. I'm not going to fall asleep. So I try to go light. Fish.
Right.
You know, light sauce is something I like. I like to make fish with a little like carrot sauce and that I make. It's better than it sounds.
It's very delicate
maybe.
On your taste buds.
It is. It's delicate. And what it does is also it's just not heavy. You know, I worry about this kind of like...
Overeating.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind on the second date overeating, just not on the first.
Then you get tired and you need a nap.
Yeah, because then she already knows how dynamic I am after the first date. Then I could just fall asleep on the second through 15 dates, you know.
So this is a progressive...
Progressive. It's actually, now that we're on like date 200, it's like, yeah.
Oh, wow. This is interesting. I'll have to try it. Varying the richnesses. And
varying the richness now? Yeah, now it's a very rich. Now it's like butter poached fish. It's like, yeah.
Although, I feel like on a first date, I feel dinner is too much. You know, I feel like just going out for drinks on a first date is like, you have to get to know the person, see if you really want to hang out with them.
But how better are they going to get to know you than if you actually prepare a meal?
I think it's a little extreme if you just meet someone and you're like, oh, come over, I'll cook you a huge dinner.
Well, do you look like a stalker? Do you actually, when you go out, do you dress somewhat differently?
No.
You look like a very presentable person.
Thank you.
There you go.
I think it's a testament of how much you like that person if you're willing to have them over and cook for them. If you don't really like them that much, you'd be like, let's get a drink at that bar.
I guess.
And then what are you looking to do if that's what you're doing on your first date, Nick?
Are you judging me?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's no
Kathy,
judgment.
What do you think? Am I wrong? I mean, if someone's like, let's go out for a drink. You're worth a cocktail.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a sign. If somebody asks me asks if they can cook a meal for me, I'm like, wow, this person means business. So it's a very confident, bold move. And
I take my lead from the situation. Like, you know, I always mean business, you know.
From the Jersey Shore?
From the Jersey Shore, yeah.
Do you watch that show often?
Not often, but actually, I don't have cable, so I wanted to watch it. I want to see.
What show?
Jersey Shore. It's about food from Jersey.
And fake tans and fist pumping.
It's about this MTV show that's become very popular. I can't believe that I'm the one advocating anything about this show, but it's about this guy. He's like the situation. He's got abs, and this woman named Suki, I guess it is, and she's
Snooki,
and she gets hit a lot in bars. I don't know. She's like, and she's always showing her underwear. I mean,
the stuff that I grew up with.
The funny thing about the situation is totally. That he goes to clubs on the Jersey Shore, and he brings up his shirt to women he meets, and he's like, this is the situation, they're abs. So what I want to do in Brooklyn is like go out to like nice restaurants or places that have serve good food and go around and be like, listen, I eat a lot of pork. This is the situation.
This is the keg. You got a keg here? I got a keg here. I'm in this world right now where we've gotten rid of cable. And so... which is great, but I'm missing out on a lot of popular culture. And I'm, do you ever, you know?
Yeah, I never watch.
Do you have a TV, Kathy?
I do. I don't have cable. I watch PBS every now and then. I'm out of it.
No food.
I only watch Jim McLaren Hour. That's it. You know, just Lil McLaren, David Brooks. I love when he's talking. But like, oh,
he has a monotone. Mm-hmm. What are we talking about PBS for, guys?
I thought PBS is kind of fascinating. Are you kidding me? A good Nova and some wine? I'm like there.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I can get used to that. So,
well, did you see the moon recently, Kathy?
The other night, the full moon? Mm-hmm. Sure, I did notice that.
Did you go out? Did you see that with your man? Did you go out? Did you like do a little moonwalk?
I forget where we were, but I did see it. I think we were walking the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Were you howling at the moon, Theo?
Just because I have a lot of hair doesn't mean I'm a wolf man, dude. Just it's just not that way. All right.
You know, the Lunar New Year is coming up.
I know, so. I'm very excited. You know, my favorite time is to go out for, you know, I love to go to Flushing or Sunset Park mm-hmm. during this time.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And like every year fun. I come too late. I always miss
oh,
it.
Oh, you see all the firecracker papers all over the place and a big mess mm-hmm. and
I mean, I'm
evidence of fun had.
A little warning to Ingrid. We're waking up early and we're getting there.
Cool. No,
yeah.
Flushing, not Mott Street? Yeah.
Oh, I don't, you know, honestly, since growing up in the city, I like to do things. I kind of, it's not that I don't like the Manhattan Chinatown. It's just, it's too much. Yeah. It's too
you
much.
You like the Sunset Park?
I love Sunset Park. It's so nice. Now that I live in Brooklyn, we drive to Sunset Park for Chinese
Actually,
food.
Actually, when Theo and I first met at the cook-offs, we were talking about our favorite Chinese food, and it was Lucky Eight in Sunset Park. Have you ever been there?
Lucky Eight
restaurant.
No.
Oh man,
is that the big dim sum palace?
Or? No, that's right across the street. That's
okay,
Pacifica, I think, or Pacifica.
Yes, Indiana. That's new
yeah.
one.
Yeah, yeah, I just went there. It was okay. I mean, the food was cold. But have you already told people what your perfect first date food is?
Oh no, I never share that information.
Oh, it's a secret.
No, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, first date. That's a good. That's why I'm asking you guys for ideas
I usually make
here.
Something rich. I'm the opposite. I do a big pot of like braised short ribs, fry up some potatoes,
I think
and
richness
you're good to go.
Is good
he
in
likes
small
a hearty
doses.
Girl.
Yeah.
You can't eat too much or else you will be maybe lethargic. And yeah,
it's
that's
true.
Not an aphrodisiac at all.
I'm
actually.
Always hungry, though. That's my problem. 24 hours a day, I need to eat all the time.
Are you in a meat coma constantly?
Yes.
Meat sweats?
Meat sweats, yes. But I do appreciate, I mean, I try and more now that I'm at FCI, we eat a lot of butter and cream. So when I'm not there, I try and eat a lot of greens.
Well, that shouldn't be too different from here.
I know, but it's a little overkill, you know?
Yeah.
It's basically, you mount everything with butter and cream. I mean, that's the traditional French cuisine.
Sure.
I love it, but it, you know, you can reach a limit.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Kathy, I want to ask you, are you going to compete in the egg experiment?
When is it?
I mean, I want to nail you down right now. I want to get like a
Actually,
commitment.
I do.
First
that's,
contestant.
That's one of the most exciting ones I've heard. I want to do eggs.
And we're working with Aeromexico, so we're hoping, hopefully for future events, we can have more trips.
Oh,
to
I'm totally doing
trips.
It.
They work with Delta too. They're in the Sky Team.
Oh my God, he's all about the Sky Team. I'm getting him wings. I'm getting him a little like one of those wing things that the captain guy. They're with the Sky Team.
Oh, I'm totally gonna win this.
I want to go to Mexico.
I kind of want to make a deviled eggs because with Hapa Kitchen we've done a green curry deviled egg and like this five spice deviled egg that's like so good. Mm-hmm. And we're actually gonna be making those at my book party at the Bell House on February 18th. So I'm all about deviled eggs. I mean, if the idea is to represent an egg. On this thing, like, what if somebody just makes a cake with it that has like, you know, one egg per, cake, and that wouldn't be really an experiment.
Well, what we do is generally when it's judged, though. I mean, there is a part like with all these experiments, we judge their use of the product that we've actually put in. Mm-hmm. So if the cake is, you know, there are different cakes you can use that actually take advantage of the richness of the egg yolk. And that's something that we'd be looking
Love
for
it.
If, like, they did something with a cake,
yeah.
you know? Or if they did noodles. Like, for example, I make this this one pasta with 14 eggs. And,
isn't that a little rich?
What? It's yeah, it's really rich. And it's really, I mean, you could taste it. I mean, it's really, you can taste the yolk. And so that would be something that we'd be looking for. In other words, how you use the egg, it's not... I mean, if you want to come to our event and you want to make a cake with one egg per batter...
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous.
What's the point?
Yeah, what's the point? You're not going to really win, and I think people know that.
So. I'll never forget the cook-off where a contestant brought all these poached eggs to top her risotto with that were actually laid from her backyard chickens. Oh, okay. And she brought them in water, cold water, you know. They were like poached.
Really?
Yeah. She poached them and then brought them in water.
Wow, that's insane.
It's crazy. She raised the hens.
Did
crazy.
She win?
She won something. I can't remember what.
Man, yeah. I don't know. I haven't been. I'm trying to get out of cook-off, so I'm trying
out
to...
Out of the circuit?
Oh, speaking of which, one caveat. If I enter the experiment, are you guys going to enter my Christini cook-off for February 18th?
I'm going to just say right now that...
Book party.
I'm just going to say, Kathy, now that I have a platform.
Anything on bread.
I have a platform.
Theo's retired.
You always
I'm retiring
say that. You said
from
that, like,
cook-offs.
He wanted to go
out on top, and he won the Cassoulet competition.
Since winning the Cassoulet, I mean, there were tears in my eyes so as you're... I knew I could leave the scene, finally, and just promote.
Are you feeling intimidated by these Christinis that we're going to be seeing at this event?
I mean, I've only
Theo's the Brett Favre of cook-offs.
I mean, I've only...
Yeah? I mean, He'll be back.
I've won 5 out of 8 cook-offs. That's good.
It sounds like it's
good.
Totally your thing. Anything on bread, you know.
Well, look, the thing
you
is,
put
that
your duck. You know,
I've moved away from pork belly, which is a disadvantage in the cutthroat world of. I know that this one over here would be like doing a duck pork belly, like, you know, poached egg crostini, and he'd like.
I'll do a
with peanut butter
vegetarian crostini. I could win with that.
I mean, I would like to do a vegetarian cook-off. That would be my next cook-off. I'm coming
idea.
In
with all meat eaters.
Let's do that.
I'll throw down with vegetables.
Yeah,
and I'm ready.
I'm down for another local cook-off too, like the slow food one. That was fun. Vegetarian.
Well, what are some of the competitors who've signed up so far?
I don't know.
Okay. It'll be a surprise. Daniel.
It'll be a surprise.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I would like to just say. I mean, I know that Nick wants to tell people. I mean, I think he's right. You know, there are a lot of anyone who enters these cook-offs. I mean, I think that there's a couple of rules that you guys shouldn't be afraid out there, you know, to use a ton of salt.
Oh, yeah. Know? Theo and I have a couple secrets. There's one that me and Theo, you know.
Let's hash it out in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Go.
Okay. The first one that, one of the most important things is we bring hot boiling water in a thermos. Because if you get to the event and you put cold water in the chafing dish, you have 2 sternos. It takes 45 minutes to an hour for the water to get hot. So if you're bringing a warm dish and you put it into cold water,
you can't trust the facilities to have hot water for
you.
Gotcha.
So we bring the hot boiling water. And that's actually one of the most important things because you want to keep hot food hot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like the McDLT Deluxe. Keep the hot side hot and the cool side cool. You know? And then... after that, you got not only got salt, you need butter, you need lemon, you need some
acidity,
like acid,
basically balance.
I mean, you need to
taste good.
You need to live your life with balance.
I do wonder if somebody
balance food.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting hungry.
Me too. I need pizza.
Yeah, is it time yet? I think we're ready to roll. You guys, are you guys gonna share another secret or?
You know what? Have fun.
Okay.
It's just about cooking.
It's all about fun.
Wear a taco costume.
That seems
just
to
get people's,
go over well.
You know, get people to notice you. Tell them your name, your number, and unique.
What are you looking to? apparently dating advice at a cook-off. He's, dating advice at a cook-off. If you like my taco, here's my number.
So there you have it from the food cook-off gurus here, Theo Peck and Nick Suarez. Thanks so much for coming. And I can't wait for the next food experiment.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thanks, Whole Foods, and thanks, Heritage Radio Network, Jack Inslee and Nat Wiener. I'll see you next week.
Listeners, we want to tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food, including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway, and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola Aweli, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries. Like, why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode? Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, the French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.